Everyone, good evening and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It with Olivia Sose. Guys, I am so sorry that I didn't show up last week, right? I am so sorry about that. But this week, I'm going to make up for it. This week is hot. When I say this week is hot, I mean this week is smoking hot. Because the gist that I have for you, as in what we're talking about today. Anyways, let's get into it. We're talking about infidelity, right? And you all know what infidelity is. There's no need to go into the dictionary meaning. You know what infidelity is. Although a lot of people would say, infidelity is when you have sex with someone outside your relationship. But it's not just having sex. In my opinion, I mean, you can cheat on your partner emotionally, you can cheat on your partner financially. There are lots of ways to betray your partner without it having to do with penetrative sex. In fact, some people believe that if I haven't fucked this person, I haven't cheated. So I've kissed the person, I've gone on a date with the person, we've done everything, foreplay, but as long as there's been no penetrative sex, I haven't cheated. So imagine that. Imagine that. Anyways, today I'm talking about infidelity. Who is at fault or who is to blame? Is it the man or is it the woman? Let's get into it. Anyways, the reason why I am talking about infidelity today is because there is something going on Twitter right now. There is something going on Twitter right now, and I'm going to be reading the tweets for you all so that you can laugh at these things with me. Like, let us laugh together. Let us laugh together. So somebody on Twitter said, "Married men reads, let's go." And Omo, if you see the quotes, currently this tweet has 4,910 quotes. Let's just read, let's go through them, right? So we have a man saying, he's asking a girl, "Why do you keep ignoring me?" And she said, "Oga, you're married." And he said, "A man can marry more than one wife under Muslim laws." And she said, "But you're a Christian. You literally got my number after church service." And this man said, "My dad is a Muslim and I am my father's son." This is what married men max. Basically, we're seeing married men max in real life. Like, cheating married men max. That's what we're seeing in real life. Now, this one is like, "Please come over and keep me company. I'm lonely. You know, blah 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 blah." And she says, "Oh, I thought you have a wife." And he said, "But she lives in Kisumu and I live in Nairobi. So I'm currently single in Nairobi. I'm only married when I travel to Kisumu." So this is what married by location. This is married by location. Are you saying, like, cheaters max? In his head, he's not cheating as long as he's not in the same city with his wife. So if my husband and I live in Port Harcourt and he travels to Abuja, whatever he does in Abuja is not cheating because he's outside Port Harcourt. Make it make sense. This one says, "Now, I'll do anything to be with you, Dami." And Dami's like, he said, "You're like the vessel to my happiness." And she said, "Isn't your wife meant to be your vessel of happiness?" And you know what he said? He said, "She's just a vessel to carry my kids." Hey! I say, you should, oh my goodness, you should read this for yourself. You know what? In the description box, I'm going to put the link to this tweet so that you can see for yourself the things that people are married to. You can see for yourself the things that people are married to. I mean, can you look at this? Now, this one says, "I just wish my wife would allow to switch positions with you. She said, excuse me, what? He said, every time I look at you, no, every time I look at her, I see your face. Even my kids have started resembling you. Can you see? Can you see what I am seeing? Now this one says, I have been waiting to be your man for over a year. And she said, sir, you have a family. He said, you haven't taken the time to know me, but you're now judging. You have a family, Oga. How are you? He said, you're judging me. You're judging me. Don't judge. Now she says, this one says, why didn't you tell me you were married with four kids? And do you know what this man said? He said, I'm shy. I'm shy. I am what? I am shy. Oh my God. He said, this one now says, that's your wife, but you told me she's your friend. Do you know what he said? He said, I have a friend in her. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I say married men are wild. Oh my goodness. Married men are what? Wild. This one said, check your profile. You got married 2019, less than a year, kids. He said, yup, you'll be my child too. I know you're still young at heart. Married men are doing wonders. I swear to God. Married men are what? Married men are doing wonders. Now, because of this tweet, there has been a lot of reaction. When I say a lot of reaction, people are like, oh, I've not seen any of the single ladies blocking these married men. You all are entertaining married men. Why are you not blocking the married men? And it baffles me that, you know what? Society is crazy. And I'm not surprised anymore. In fact, saying it baffles me is a lie. I'm not surprised anymore. Since the beginning of time, society has always pointed hands at women. A man is cheating, it is the woman's fault. People are saying, oh, what is the wife doing wrong? Why is the husband cheating on her? Nobody holds men accountable for anything. The serpent came to Eve and gave Eve a fruit, right? That's what the Bible says. Now, the husband came, Eve gave him fruit. Nobody held Adam accountable for that. Society says what? It is Eve's fault. But it was Adam that God placed in charge of that garden. He said, okay, both of you take care of this garden, right? Yeah, whatever. But everybody is saying it is what? It is Eve's fault. She's the one that has gone to bring evil fruit and give it to her husband. Nobody blames the man. Now, a married man is stepping outside of his home and telling women all sorts of things. Some of them would even lie that they are married. They say, oh, I didn't tell you because I was shy. I didn't tell you because, oh, she's not my wife in Nigeria. She's my wife in America. All sorts of excuses. And you're saying that it is the responsibility of single women to block these married men. Why are you not holding the married men responsible? Was it the single lady that went to church and said, I do? Was it the single lady who went to knock on somebody's door and say, pop, 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 I want to marry your daughter? Was it the single lady? No. It was the man who went and did all of this ceremony, invited family and friends. And now, it is this same man that is stepping... Because if you see all this chat, it is the men that are chasing these women. It is the men that are chasing these women, yet it is the women's fault. And some people have brought feminism into it, say, oh, women are women's own worst enemies. You should block my man. If my man comes to you, block him. No, 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 no. Nobody's going to block your man for you. Nobody's going to teach your man responsibility. He's an adult. He should learn responsibility. If a woman catches her husband cheating, she would not go and face her husband. She would come and face the single girl. She would go and fight her. She would go and send boys. She would, rather than actually facing your husband, You know why married men cheat all the time? Because there are no consequences. That's why people do what they do. Because there is no consequence, especially in Nigeria. They know you will stay. They know you will stay. And you will still stay. You will still stay. You're now saying you want somebody to help you protect your marriage. Meanwhile, the person who took you to the altar, who you went to the altar with, did not protect your marriage for you. It is an outsider that should help you protect the institutions that you and this person decided to... Oh my, it does not even make sense. It makes no sense. We keep on shifting accountability from the man to the single woman who was on her own, enjoying her life. Now you come and say she should block the man. And you know the crazy thing about this? Men also started posting, making screenshots, taking screenshots of their chats with married men. This is gay men. So Nigerian married men are chasing single women, they're chasing gay men. How many people are you going to fight? Are you going to be fighting the gay men for your husband chasing them also? So the common factor here is what? The married men. And you don't think that the married men, they're the problems. No. Nobody thinks they're the problems. Everybody think, oh, it is. We've infantilized men so much, you know. We don't hold them accountable for anything. Oh, men are like babies. Men are like babies. You know, these single women, they'll be wearing short skirts, flaunting themselves around. They're the ones seducing my husband. I lie. Now your husband, they go pursue them. Now your husband, they find them everywhere. Look at this one. He says, you're very beautiful. I've been sending you messages since. I don't want anything too much. I just want to pamper you. If you allow me, you look like a princess. And she said, I can see your pictures. You're married. He said, yes, but not to you. He said, yes, but not to you. So like, that's not your business. Okay, here's this one. Listen, you never told me you were married. He said, why would you need that piece of information? Why would you need that what? Piece of information. Now here comes this one. He said, are you married? He said, now you're looking for means to run away. Oh God. Oh goodness me. Married men are acting absolutely crazy. They've gone batshit mad. We've seen all sorts of excuses. Like these women are asking you, are you married? Rather than saying, oh, I'm married. They said, why do you need this information? Is it your business? I'm not married to you. And some men will start lying. Some men will be like, my wife is an evil witch. My wife is a wicked woman. That woman does not feed me. She beats me at home. I'm looking for peace. That's why you see this unfortunate thing men keep saying. I'm looking for peace. I want a woman to be my peace. They are looking for a mumu. Because everybody needs peace. Don't you need peace? You listening to this, don't you need peace? Everybody needs peace. Everybody loves peace. But when a man says, I'm looking for peace, he's looking for somebody that he's going to treat like trash. And you keep quiet. And you still be there. He's looking for a means to do rubbish and you won't say anything. He's looking for zero accountability. He's looking for a way that he will disrupt your life and you are going to swallow it. If you want to be a man's peace, get ready to eat shit. Because you will eat shit though. Ah, on God, you will eat shit. He wants to go out late. come back by 3 a.m. in the morning, smelling like perfume and lipstick. And then you don't say anything. You just say, oh, welcome, my beloved. You then help him remove the dress that he's wearing. And then say, do you want to bathe? You go and on the water heater. And then he bathes. And then you still open your legs and say, oh, my husband, come in. That is peace. You have been a peaceful woman. Or he travels. He disappears on Friday and come back on Monday. And you don't see a word. You just say, oh, my husband, welcome. God bless you. Thank God you are safe. That is the kind of peace that these men are looking for. They want to do rubbish and have zero accountability. So those of you saying, oh, women are supposed... Shut... Just keep quiet, please. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? That women, the single women that they are moving to, why would she block him? What obligation does she have to you to protect your marriage? What obligation? The person that has the obligation to protect your marriage is your husband, the person whose name is on the certificate with you. Is she your sister? Is she your friend? This woman does not know you. She's a stranger. So why should she feel obligated to say no to your husband? He's gonna pay bills. Know this, he's gonna pay bills. Because what else is she going to use him for? He's gonna pay bills. So the person who is destroying your home is not the single woman on a miniskirt. It is your husband. It is common sense. You as a married woman, don't people ask you out? You can be in a serious relationship. In fact, you are pregnant and a man is still moving to you. You are heavily pregnant and a man is still coming to you saying, hey, I like you. What is the thing? Why did you not step out of your marriage? Because you love your husband, you respect your home, and you respect yourself. So why can't men respect themselves and respect their homes? This is not the time for war room, my love. This is not the time for war room. This is the time to get a mirror and reflect. Get a mirror for your husband too. So he can also reflect. You have to know who you're going to hold responsible. And it's not the single girl that is outside that you're going to hold responsible and say, oh, stay away from my husband. Stay away from my husband. Oh, they will beat you. Eh? They will beat you. Eh, well. You will jam the one that will so beat you, eh? I swear, you will jam the one that will beat you again. you better respect yourself and you know who to hold accountable. Hold your husband accountable. Why is he embarrassing you? Why is he disgracing you? Why is he sharing his penis outside? Why? When he said to love and to hold till death do us part, in rich and in poor, forever after all those vows, why is he still outside? Why? And you know the problem, they will still blame you, the married woman. Say, oh, ever since she got married, she does not make shakara again. She will sit at home, she will tie wrapper. She does not wear bomb shorts. She does not. There is nothing in this world you will do to keep a man if he does not want to be kept. A man keeps himself. It is a man that decides that, you know what? I want to keep myself. I want to be faithful. It's a man that makes that decision. Just as you, a woman, you have decided, oh my God, I'm married. I'm faithful. I'm going to focus on my husband, on my children. I'm going to build my home. So why are men not making these decisions? So I'm going to give you an advice today. If your husband is cheating on you, don't go and fight anybody. They will beat you blue, black, and send you back home. And he will not tell you sorry. He will tell you, who told you to go and fight? You have gone there to disgrace me. He will still blame you for going out there to to disgrace him. You say, you have gone out there to disgrace me. Meanwhile, you say, I'm fighting for my home. You're fighting for your own. Meanwhile, you're lying in bed with the enemy. You're lying in bed with the enemy. And you say, you're fighting for your home. No, it is time to tell your husband to fight for his home. Is it not his mate that women are chasing and he's saying, no, I'm married. I'm married. There are men like that. Married men will turn down offers. They say, no, I'm married. I'm married. I love my wife. Why can't your husband say that? Your husband is saying he's not married to you. Some even say, she's my sister. She's like my friend. The embarrassment. And you want to further cement that embarrassment by going out there to fight. And you're saying, oh, the single girls, they should block my... No single woman is chasing your husband, honey. Your husband is doing the chasing. Your husband is doing the chasing. So please, when it comes to who is responsible, who should we hold responsible? The man who is wearing that ring, who said, I do. The man who vowed to love you, to protect you, in rich, in poor, in sickness, in health, that man, hold him responsible. Hold him what? Responsible. Okru. So guys, that's all for today. Thank you all so much for listening. If you have any questions, you can send to my email and I'll respond to them. Until next time, I love you. Bye. Mwah.